Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriot linebacker and Captain Dante Hightower, and you were just named AFC Defensive Player of the Week, so that's quite an honor. Congratulations. Sure. How does that make you feel?
Great. You know, knowing that all that hard work's paying off. You know, try to duplicate that, you know, each and every week, but, you know, sometimes you don't get it done. You know, last week I was able to get it done, but, you know, not without, you know, those other 10, 12 guys that helped me do it.
Well, you got it done, yeah, last week in a big way. Let's talk about the safety, that play that you made in the end zone. Back-to-back games, you guys have come up with safeties.
Trying to make plays. You know, we want to score on defense, and, you know, Matty P's harping on us each and every week.
Matty P.
And, you know, last week, you know, he said safety's good. You know, 2 points is good. Four points is good. But, you know, let's get six next time. So, you know, you can't ever make them happy, but, you know, that's part of a defense. You want to be aggressive. You want to be stingy. And to be like that, you got to make plays, and you got to be able to want to make more.
When you were named captain, what were you thinking of this Patriot football team?
It means a lot, you know, not just to me, but just alone. You know, a lot of leaders that's come through New England, you know, I still talk to a lot of them now, you know, mainly, you know, Mayo and Mac, you know, the two in particular. You know, of course, Teddy B.
Bruschi, right?
Yes, sir. But, you know, it means a lot, and a lot more than, you know, my peers actually did it. And, you know, it's not something that that coaches or it was done, you know, in-house upstairs or something like that. It was really my peers and my the guys who sit beside me in the locker room, you know, for those guys to look up to me and respect me, to that utmost, it means a lot.
Voted by your teammates, yeah. What are your responsibilities now that you are captain?
Honestly, they haven't changed too much, you know, and I guess that's something that I'm lucky with having is kind of having that leadership role without actually having to do too much or step outside of it. I guess just more or less how I carry myself and my work ethic is good enough to, you know, kind of push guys around, not push guys around, but kind of let guys know, you know, the Patriot way, how we expect things to get done. So, you know, that really helps a lot.
You had an event this week for diabetes.
Absolutely.
I know that's near and dear, close to your heart. Tell us why.
You know, last year my mom was diagnosed with diabetes, and it really hit home. I have a couple of aunts and my grandmother are actually diabetics, my past grandmother. And it was just something that never really hit. But then when my mom actually got diagnosed, it hurt. And, you know, she educated me about it, and we talked about it, and we thought, you know, what better way to try to help somebody, to take this and try to use it to benefit someone else. And, you know, we started talking, and, you know, I was able to get with my marketing people at Sports, mm-hmm. at Sports Trust, and we were able to get this fundraiser thing down. And the ADA has been a big help, and they've helped me. So I was really glad to get this out and promote awareness about diabetes.
Good luck against Pittsburgh.
Appreciate it, Steve.
All right, you got it. Dante Hightower, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.